gather around the table, everyone. It's time for Uncle Bill to pull out his big stupid knife and cut the turkey and fill your plate with goodness and stuff.
I don't know
you.
Why he doesn't use the kitchen cutlery.
I know. What's wrong with
that? Why he has to use
guy?
That disgusting Bowie knife that he's kept in his pocket for.
Keeps it everywhere he goes, too, the bastard. The dirty, dirty bastard.
Inches from his crotch. 364 days a year. And then...
Gross. Good morning and hello. This is TMS, and it is our Thanksgiving special. It took us till 2015 and 830 plus episodes. Or 900, excuse me.
Yeah, I was going to say, we crossed that 900.
Jeez. To finally do a Thanksgiving special. And so here it is. Yeah. Brian and I, picture us at the head of the table. Or we'll be on opposite sides.
We'd
how would this
work? We'd be on opposite ends, right? We'd be
so you'd
be
a
really, really long
okay.
frog pants table.
All right. So you're way at that side. I'm way over here. I've presented the turkey. You have presented the ham. Mm. Everyone else was in charge of bringing all the other shit.
Right. Yep.
And
basically what we ended up with was 725 cans of cranberry sauce.
Right. We really should have coordinated
well
better.
Well coordinated.
Yeah. We should have given everyone a list.
I kind of wanted to do a thing where I was at the, I should have told you this, wanted to do a thing where I was at the Thanksgiving Day Parade and I was talking about all the balloons going by.
Oh, yeah. That would have been like, great.
Oh, there's the Transformers balloon.
That happened
there's
today,
the
right?
Zoolander balloon
isn't
going
that
by
the,
right now.
The Macy's Day Parade things today.
Yeah, it's going on right now. Yeah.
Are you,
just saw the Angry Birds balloon.
Oh, of course you did. Freaking Rovio spending all their money
toothless.
On that. So do you get into that? Do you like the parade?
No, I put it on while I'm making breakfast. And mm-hmm. I you know, really, I like just kind of look up and see, all right, what new things are going to trend enough to warrant having a balloon made of them?
Yeah. I think I kind of like that. There's like a Fall Out Boy balloon. Not Fall Out Boy, like the band, but...
But like Fall Out Boy from the Pit Boy.
Yeah, the Pit Boy floating.
Vault-Tec.
Or the Vault-Tec yeah. Boy. And he's out floating huge. And then the band below him are all wearing like Vault-Tec jumpsuits, like the blue and yellow.
Was that really a thing? Was that really...
Yeah, that happened this morning.
Oh, that's
point.
So cool. I didn't see that one.
Saw it on Twitter. So I haven't actually watched the thing. And here's why I don't watch that or go to parades generally. Because when I was a kid, my sister, her birthday, one of my sister's birthdays, was during our statehood parade day thing. Mm-hmm. And so everyone would act like it was for her birthday. That was like the big joke. It was like, oh, they're doing a parade for your birthday when she was little. And we had to go to that stupid parade just because of that. So I kind of just had a distaste for parades. So
yeah.
So my feeling now, F parades. Forget them. Forget them.
Oh, see, I don't mind parades. The thing that irritates me about the Macy's one yeah. is when they have the floats that have whoever the current young Nickelodeon starlet is. Mm-hmm. That is singing her big quote unquote hit.
Yeah.
Lip syncing it and doing a very poor job of it.
Sure.
And then realizes that she's got to do that at like several little stations all the way down the parade route.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Her job is not done after the first one. Not listen, Al Roker can talk all he wants, but you've got more to do.
Right. Exactly. You still have to go down by Julie Chen and. Florence Henderson's probably down there at one of them.
Somewhere. Yeah. Actually, yeah, she alive? She's alive, right?
She's alive, yeah.
Okay, good.
She's
good.
Got Westonality. That's what keeps her alive.
Coursing through her energetic
veins.
My blood
has been replaced with oil. I'll live forever.
I love that idea. So they still do that though, right? The Today Show gets all up in this? Okay.
I think it's the people on the Today Show with the least seniority. it's like probably Carson Daly and Hoda Kotb probably out there.
Hoda Kotb on the scene. Well, let's hope nothing bad
Lauer
happens.
He's gotten out of that business like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, I wondered if he was still involved. Well, good. Yeah, we're here to celebrate Thanksgiving a little bit with a short show, but a show nonetheless. We decided that we did not want to leave you guys without something today, and the truth is we'll have a PM on a Friday as well. So we've kind of got, you know, the full week. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
But now you know it.
You just don't realize it.
No, you haven't figured it out. I thought we'd kick things off with some fun facts. I like facts. I like trivia. You know, they're fun.
Oh, yeah.
You're good at trivia.
I like this sort of thing, yes. This will give me something to talk about with the family later when we're eating turkey and mashed potatoes and all that stuff.
Well, here's some fantastic facts for you. 13 facts and trivia that you probably didn't know about the holiday of Thanksgiving. Oh, what's happening?
Yeah, autoplay up in the top right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
From the International Business Times.
Thank you so much, iDigital Times. check this out. Thanksgiving is celebrated annually. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want an authentic Thanksgiving, back in 1621, the original Thanksgiving in Plymouth County, between European settlers and the Wampanoag Indians.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how that's pronounced.
That was a three-day thing. Why don't we
do that? Three-day Thanksgiving.
Why don't we do that?
You kind of did.
Do we? Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. That's true.
I didn't, but you did.
I've already done three. I have four today. I have my fourth Thanksgiving today. It'll be interesting because the first one was turkey. Second one was also turkey. Third one was ham.
Right.
Today is jambalaya.
Oh, see, now there's a there's a Thanksgiving dish you never hear about.
Well, we wanted to switch it up because we were sick of the other.
Because you guys all had all the turkey.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're all turkeyed out. So.
Sure.
Although I think there might be turkey sausage in it, just as a nod to the holiday. Here's another
one. There was one store open on that three-day affair, and it sold out at 2 a.m. when they opened for Black Friday.
That's exactly right. Let's see. So number two, the first Thanksgiving was only Thanksgiving between 52 pilgrims and 50 Native Americans. And it was a secular event. It wasn't until 1775 that the Continental Congress made the first national celebration of Thanksgiving.
So that it was just like, we're going to go do this thing over here. And then finally, the Continental Congress said, no, let's all do this.
Yep. And hello, Native Americans. Enjoy this food and thank you for yours. Also, later we'll be bringing you some smallpox blankets. So hope you enjoy that as well. Number three, a traditional Thanksgiving meal consists of turkey, mashed potatoes, corn, green beans, cranberry sauce, and assortment of desserts. But according to Edward Winslow, never heard of him, who took part in the first Thanksgiving, the original meal involved corn, barley, and fowl.
Okay, well, fowl, we still eat fowl. Turkey is fowl.
Turkey is pretty foul.
Corn, it's not that far a stretch.
No.
Edward Winslow.
Yeah, I feel like Edward Winslow is kind of a dick. Although I guess...
We ate berries, fowl, tubers.
Yeah, all the old... It's like these old man words for food.
And we sprinkled them with crystalline... sodium. We smothered them with the juice drippings of the fowl.
Of the fowl bird.
Mixed with baking soda.
Yeah, that guy. I mean, it's strange because it's like they make it sound like he came back in time or came forward in time and told us this. Yeah. So, well, back in my day.
Yeah, it was pretty much the same. Thanks, Edward Winslow.
Thanksgiving became a federal holiday in 1863 after a proclamation by then-President Abraham Lincoln.
So really, Lincoln is the reason we don't have mail today.
Yeah, that's basically it. Thanks a lot,
it's
Lincoln.
It's like we get nothing's open.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lincoln.
Yeah, thanks, dude. I got an iPad Pro case that's supposed to be here today, but it won't
really?
Be.
Really? You get the Apple one?
No, I just got some crappy...
Logitech?
No, it's not even a keyboard. It's just a sleeve thing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I like a nice sleeve.
Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to decide. I don't think I want one with a keyboard in it. The keyboard on the iPad Pro is nice.
Yeah, I hear it's all right.
It's like full size.
And that one
No, I mean the one that's on screen, like the...
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah, where you don't have to switch into a different keyboard to like get your numbers.
Yeah, if you lay that thing flat, it works great.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind that at all. Although not all the apps have supported it yet. Sometimes they still use the old one.
These big freaking buttons.
It's weird.
It really is. Yeah.
It feels weird because on a normal iPad it doesn't feel weird, but on a big one it's like what the hell is that T key? It's like the size of my face.
Exactly.
All right. How about this one? Even though Lincoln made the official proclamation, it was a magazine editor named Sarah Josepha Hale. Oh, that is an 1800s ass name, isn't it?
Sarah Josepha Hale.
Yeah, that's great.
She was a looker.
She really wanted to have it federalized. Or as I read it in my head, fertilized, but I don't know how I read that one. Let's see. Since then, so I didn't know this, Harry Truman, the White House, he's the one that came up with the White House tradition to pardon two turkeys on Thanksgiving Day. Now, did you know there were two turkeys that got pardoned?
No, I only thought there was just one.
Well, this year, President Barack Obama, I think is how you say his name.
Uh-huh. I think that's right.
He pardoned one turkey and then Joe Biden. So he subbed him in. It was fine. A little joke there for you, conservatives. You might enjoy that one.
Nice. And I'm pretty sure that Putin won't be pardoning any turkeys.
Nope. Nope. But he will go out. He will. Topical. He will go out and wrestle one with his shirt off and kill it with his bare hands. So, let's see. The National Turkey Federation has calculated that 88% of Americans have turkey on Thanksgiving, which leaves 12% unaccounted for. Well, it doesn't make us. You make them sound like they're lost somewhere in the woods. Right. They ate other things.
The 12% unaccounted for.
I mean, I guess that's mathematically survey the correct,
right?
To say that, but it makes
them. But they're not unaccounted for, which, you know, 12% don't.
Yeah, it's like out of the 100 people in the building, only 80 of them have been found. The rest, we don't know where they are. Where they are
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. Yes.
In other turkey facts, the average American reportedly consumes 16 pounds of turkey a year, and in the United States, that grows the most, or the state that grows the most turkey. That's weird that they say grows. Raises the most turkey, I would say.
There you go, yeah.
Is Minnesota. Oh, don't you know? We've got lots of turkeys out here, don't you know, they'd say. Let's see what else we got here. Think your turkey has given you a food coma? Well, it's not. Turkeys have been receiving the credit for causing drowsiness. They contain amino acid tryptophan, but scientists say any level of alcohol coupled with holiday stress is responsible.
Mm. I think just eating a lot of food anyway, like,
yeah,
you know.
Just pigging out, that does it.
Right. Your body says, okay, all right, you just calm down a second. Sit down for a minute.
Slow
Let me work
down.
On this.
Lay down. Where's the toilet? That kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Think all turkeys go gobble, gobble. Only male turkeys do. Interesting.
Mm.
The females go gibble, gibble. No, they don't. They say they're known as hens. The women turkeys are hens, and they make a cackle noise.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah, geez. We're speaking in jest, everyone. Calm down.
Yes, right.
Finally, or not finally, almost done. Over 750 million pounds of cranberry is produced in the U.S. every year. The state that grows the most is Wisconsin, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington. Huh. So they all contribute greatly to our consumption of cranberry.
Ocean Spray is based up in Washington. I always thought that, I think Ocean Spray is based up in Washington. Mm. I always thought that was like, you know, 90% of the cranberries come from Washington.
I'd never heard that. That's interesting. We can grow them here, but I don't think we produce them in any sort of quantity. Mm. But I've had cranberry trees my whole life. Or I've always been around them, yeah. Eating off of them.
Huh.
I don't go out in the yard and just like eat them, but I mean, like somebody would grow three or four in their backyard, harvest it, and then make like cranberry sauce or something.
Wow. Oh, you know what? I take that back. The headquarters of Ocean Spray is in Massachusetts, but they do have member growers in Wisconsin, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington, Florida, British Columbia, and Canada.
Oh, well, they're all over the place then.
Yeah, I remember seeing an Ocean Spray, looked like the compound when we were driving out in Washington. So I immediately thought that was it, but I guess that's just an arm.
It was like a bunch of hippies making cranberries.
That's
great.
Right. Exactly.
I like that idea. All right. So this tradition of the Thanksgiving Day parade, the Macy's deal, started in 1924. It was because a bunch of employees marched some animals from the Central Park Zoo, and they just went out there and walked around. The helium-filled balloons came in 27, so it was a few years later, and then began
to
get
crazy.
Televised. Yeah, it wasn't until the 40s till they started putting it on TV, which, you know, makes sense because that's when TV happened.
Right. That's hilarious. So it was really just like, well, Bill's walking an ostrich down. That looks exciting. Coming up next?
Imagine covering that. That'd be awful. Well, that hippo took a poo.
That looks like it could be an aardvark. I don't know.
What do you think, Gina? What? I'm sorry. I was bored and fell asleep.
Some sort of cat snake. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't know why I said Jaina. Playing too many Blizzard games, I think. Final one here. There are three towns in the U.S. that are named after turkey. There is Turkey, Texas, population 465. Turkey Creek, Louisiana, population 363. And Turkey, North Carolina, population 270.
Wow. That seemed like it's not really
tied to turkeys at all.
Fact.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, and they could have stopped at 12.
And also, I don't really want to go to any of those towns. They all sound awful. I don't want to go to anywhere named Turkey in the United States.
All right, Turkey, Texas.
Now, a day of turkey talk and Thanksgiving talk would not be complete until we took a test. We're going to take a quiz, cool, both of us at the same time. Brian, I want you to click that link.
I'm clicking it.
This asks us, are you that relative at Thanksgiving? And if you don't know who that relative is, it's probably you, says the author. says Chelsea Marshall, BuzzFeed staff member. Okay, that's who that is. So we don't know what that means. Apparently, well, I think I kind of know what it means. It's just, are you the a-hole at dinner or something?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it'll be pretty apparent in this first question. Yeah. Who you might be.
All right, so here it is. The first question is, the turkey's ready. What do you do? Options are, carve it without asking the host.
You should have asked this like Dennis Hopper.
Oh.
Hey, pop quiz, hot shot. Turkey's ready. What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do? And then he gets his head lopped off by a Subway thing. Right. Okay. Carve it without asking the host. Wait for the deliciousness. That's number two. Mm-hmm. Remark how tasty it smells. Ugh. Do you ever say how tasty it smells?
Yeah.
It smells tasty. Oh, that smells good. Tasty. It just sounds weird saying it the other way. Remark how tasty it smells.
That smells tasty.
That sounds creepy the way that came off. Anyway, you don't eat meat, so you smile and load up on side dishes. You start ranting about factory farming, or bring up Trump.
Nice.
Okay, so those are your options. I think I remark about how it smells.
Yeah, I think I do too. This year I might try and do two. I might say, wow, this smells really good. You know who else smells really good? Trump.
Well, then there's no more questions. You're automatically that guy at Thanksgiving.
I'm automatically that guy.
Someone will yell at you.
Sit down. Excuse me, sit down.
That's what you'll hear. You'll get that.
Oh,
what?
By the way, did you get that? Somebody sent us a link to the Trump remix.
No. Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I think I closed. Did I close that window?
It was the tweet or something?
It was an audio file. It was fantastic. It was emailed to both of us.
I want it. I desire it. Maybe I
will
have
find it.
It.
I will find
okay,
it.
Okay, you keep, find that
keep,
while we're
let's
doing
keep
this.
Keep doing this test.
All right. Someone brings up politics. What do you do? First one, I brought politics up. Number two, change the subject. Three, yell about Trump. Four, play devil's advocate. Five, find the nearest animal and ignore everyone. And last one, yell into your mashed potatoes. For me, it's find the nearest animal, ignore
it's
exactly
everyone. Exactly, me too, yeah. It's like, oh, hey, oh,
yeah. Yeah, I don't want to have the fight.
No,
I can't
exactly.
Do it. All right, next one. Someone brings home a new...
Significant other.
Oh, significant other. They have S/O. I've never seen that before.
S-O.
Is that a thing? People say that at S-O? No. That makes me want to punch somebody in the boob.
No, I don't think people say that.
All right. Someone brings home a new SO. What do you do? Trump talk. I love that these all have Trump things in them.
Of course, yeah.
Give them a kiss. Tell them about your health problems. Talk marriage. Refugee talk. Or welcome them.
I think that's a pretty obvious one.
I'm going to welcome them.
Yeah.
Everyone's a jerk except one on that list.
I know, really. Well, I mean, you know, the first one, wait for the deliciousness, was a good alternative to remarking on how tasty. But other than that, you've got a pretty obvious line to follow if you're not that person.
I completely agree. Yeah. All right, what's your favorite part of the holidays? First option is festive debates. giving presents. Don't really like them, TBH. What does that mean? TBH?
To be honest.
Oh, to be honest. I'm sick of acronyms and shortenings.
I forget. Why can't we just spell out all the things we want to say?
Hey, I don't like that. Anyway, all of the food and love. All right, that's your favorite part. Mm-hmm. Or good time to bring up the issues of the day, or showing family all the pics you took this year.
For me, it's all the food and love.
Yeah, that's the only good option on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah, F the rest of those.
Because, I mean, you know, giving presents makes you sound like you're materialistic.
Yeah.
Showing family all the pics you took this year makes, you know, you could be another that guy.
Mm-hmm. You could be, yeah, you don't want to be the other that guy. It's already bad enough being the one guy.
Let's start with my January trip to Las Vegas.
It was fantastic.
Here's the Bellagio fountains again.
Here's a panoramic view of that pyramid one.
I took this one from the bridge outside the Tropicana.
No one's ever done that before.
No, exactly.
First time ever. This is the Space Needle. Ever been up there? I don't think so. All right, next up. You know a great embarrassing story about a cousin. What do you do? Keep it to yourself. Ask them to tell it. Tell it anyway and get a laugh. Yell about Trump. Taunt your cousin with the info. Get drunk. All right. Now, this one's a little tough for me because right. I do like to
I think you
have
would
some
ask
razz.
Them to tell it.
I think I'd ask them to tell it. So I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Where's the ask them to tell number two? I also like number two because the ask is right next to a huge open nostril of a photo that I don't like.
I'm going to say keep it to yourself just so that I veer down a different path.
All right. I like it. Finally, do you enjoy ranting about topics you know nothing about? The definitely old people thing. Love it. Nope. Or no, but to play devil's advocate. I wish there was an option here that said yes, just to fire some people up, because I do that sometimes.
Just to push buttons. Well, that kind of is no, but to play devil's advocate.
Mm.
Kind of, right? Like you, because you're taking the contrary position to kind of rile them up a little bit.
I'm going
to
choose it because I only do it in jest and irony. So I'm going to choose it. Okay. Says, congratulations. You aren't that guy at Thanksgiving.
Look at you.
Nice job. You don't make any family uncomfortable and understand the appropriate amount of drunk to get in front of them. I don't understand why that's a qualifier, but
I don't either. But
what'd you get?
Whatever.
Same thing.
I get the same thing. Yeah,
same exact text. Dang it.
Same exact text.
BuzzFeed. I'm starting to think your tests are just kind of silly and not really scientific. That's what I'm starting to think. That's what I believe. All right. Did you find the link in question?
I'm still looking for it. I'm working on it.
I'm going to see if I got an email. Whoops, an email.
You definitely did. I think it came to the morning stream address as opposed to your specific address.
Let me take a look. See. Let me have a look-see then.
Man, you know, when you look through your history,
yeah,
it's just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know, listen, if there's one thing I can say, if hoarders... If let's put it this way, if digital things were physical, we'd all be living in giant stacks of newspapers with dead cats under them. Like, that's how bad it would be.
Right. Oh, here we go. If I do it, oh, here we go. I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
All right, great. Do you have that? Where can you put? Is it a video or something?
No, it's an audio link, and I'm going to
Skypeage.
I'm going to Skype it to you.
All right, that sounds fabulous. I'm going to accept your Skype.
Accept my Skype into your heart.
Oh, here it is. Okay, here we go. Just play it.
Jeb Bush or Hillary or one of these politicians, all talk, no action, all controlled by lobbyists and donors and donors, all controlled by lobbyists and donors, 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 all controlled by lobbyists and donors and donors, people like me from previous months. Okay. Bing bing bong bong, bing bing bong bong, bing bing bong bong, bing 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 bing, bing bing bong bong.
It's my favorite.
They're going to call me. Not going to be any good. They didn't give me any money. Not going to be any good. They didn't give me any money. They didn't take care of me. I don't need it. I don't want it. I couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. You are going to love President Trump. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bing, bing, bong, bong.
All right. I have something to say about this.
Yeah.
It's a reminder why I have a problem with Trump. My problem with Trump isn't that somebody wants to run from the outside to be president or might have good ideas or bad ideas or any of those things. It's that there is no more narcissistic human being on this planet.
Yes. Yeah, this is so true.
You're going to love President Donald Trump.
You're going to love President Donald Trump.
When people talk about themselves in the third person and rave about themselves constantly and that if you disagree with him, you're a loser.
Right. Like, and he says that pretty blatantly.
Yeah, he's just a narcissist. Anyway, thanks for that. Who sent that? We should give him credit.
I don't know because I lost the original email, but got the feeling it's Chad Dorr because he sends a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, he's
so
a good guy, that Chad Dorr.
I'm either giving him credit for something he didn't do or he's getting deserved credit.
Well, we're going to catch up now. Let's use a little Trump to do this, too. How about this one?
Why are you here?
There you go. We're going to play. We're going to do.
I'm here to get some, listen to some calls.
What are you doing here?
How stupid are the people of the country?
All right. So I have emails and they're not emails. They're phone calls because we have a bunch packed up.
Those are like emails, except they come out of your mouth.
Yeah, they come out of your mouth and they enter your ear hole. The holes at the side of your head.
Right.
You have a number of holes in your body. Those are the two we're worried about right now. Okay.
Right. Just those two. Yep. None of the others.
None of the others, please. I wanted to catch up on a few because we get a lot of backlog stuff. And there's a few of these here. So let's play this one. It's all about the memes.
It's Chuck calling. I was thinking it would be great to have a week where you have people send in all the show memes, probably starting with the folks who do the bingo cards, because there are a lot of new listeners who don't know all the references.
Okay, so I think what he means is like actual audio of all of the references on all of the bingo cards or something.
Right, like where they come from. So, you know, where new people have no idea what the whole Love the Show, though, mm-hmm. thing is. And we use that all the time.
Or why tomatoes shouldn't be black.
You know, is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
Right, or any of those things. Or the scooters ladies from way back.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Or why it's good for a white person, a Hispanic person, or a black person, or anyone, person.
This is dead on, because when I would listen to the radio, mm-hmm. And I'd come in, you know, I'd start listening to a morning show, there'd be all these audio clips that play a lot, and I'd start wondering, like, oh, yeah, where did that thing come from? Like, what is the history of that, mm-hmm. that audio clip? So, yeah, I can totally
maybe
relate
what
to
we'll
that.
Do, so here's what we're thinking. Brian and I have been putting our heads together about ways to put chunks of content together when there's days where either we know we're going to be gone, or there's going to be a holiday
or
something. Or
I'm traveling, or Scott's internet goes down.
Yeah, but like today, like Thanksgiving, normally there'd be no show, but we thought, well, let's do a little thing. Well, maybe what we'll do is on one of those, or multiples of those, but on one of those to start with, we would do like a little primer episode. It'd be like here's where the top 10 stupid TMS memes came from.
Perfect.
That would be fun.
Love it.
Yeah. So thanks
for
the suggestion.
I'd listen to that.
I would too. That's something I would listen to. It's also
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, I'd buy that for a dollar. Oh, what's that reference? We'll have to find out on that special episode.
Yeah, it's not one of ours, though.
No. The answer is... All right. Here's the thing about underwear, I guess. Okay. So here you go.
Hey, Frog Pants Hotline. This call is for the morning stream. Scott and Brian, yo. Hey, you're talking about that Church of the Dirty underwear? You know, they've already got one of those in Japan.
Oh.
Oh, that's it?
It got cut off, and I don't know why. Well, he went on to explain that...
Well, yeah, it's the vending machines, right?
Yeah, you can buy someone's dirty old underwear in a vending
machine. Oh, not just someone's.
Oh, yeah, it's specific people?
It's specific young schoolgirls.
Ew. Really?
Yeah, yes.
So wait a minute. All right, let me dig down a little bit on this. If
they're killing us in education, Scott.
I guess they are. They really are. They're running circles around us, really. I thought you were going to say, oh, it's celebrity underwear or something like that.
Yeah.
But you're saying, no, it's like, okay, but how do they procure said underwear? How are they getting
imagine,
that?
You know, there's just somebody who works in a building whose job it is to put on a pair of underwear, maybe, you know, do some lunges and then take it off and then they seal it in a...
I didn't expect the lunges part. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Give me a bigger headache. All right, so what you're saying is you don't think that these are actual, like, all right, let's just say the vending machine is for some, you know, for a portion of the male, you know, weirdo ship of Japan that are really into this.
Right.
They think it's some schoolgirl's underwear, but really it's just someone just wore it at the factory.
Right, and actually, I'm looking at a thing about them right now, 500 yen.
Yeah.
And, they are kaku or keku.
Yeah,
K-A-K-O-U.
I'll bet they are.
In this case, it means that the panties were manufactured to appear used, kind of like the Abercrombie jeans that are sold with holes and frayed edges straight from the factory.
Wow.
The addition of those two kanji characters make it instantly apparent to a native speaker that the panties are not, in fact, used. Perhaps an entertaining gachapon machine salesperson realized they could trick non-Japanese into believing the urban legend by slapping a single English word on the sign.
But why? Wait a minute. But there's a machine dedicated to giving you these.
Right. So it is a vending machine that, you know, it's the same as those gachapon machines that have the toys in them.
Okay.
And there are tons. There are like
they're
hundreds
everywhere.
All over Japan.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
No, not hundreds. Like
thousands.
Thousands.
Millions, something. Maybe
and,
thousands.
Right. I wish we would have seen, because we did go to Akihabara.
Yeah.
I wish we would have seen one of these. But it actually does have a pair of panties in there. And the pictures on the front are of young women with their eyes blacked over.
Oh, like they were like, geez.
Like those black bars. Like. Right.
But are there people, but it made it, what you read made it sound like the, over there, they know it's all fake. But over here, we think it's real, so we're like, ew, weird, urban legend, like that. But they, but so why? Who's buying them if they know they're fake?
Well, probably more of like a, you know, it's a funny souvenir to bring back home to somebody.
Oh, it's a real hoot. It's a real hoot. Hey, what do you have there? Underage girls' underwear?
Yeah. Now, there is, let's see here. There is on Yahoo Japan...
Oh, Uncle Bert, you're such a pervert.
Yahoo is the most popular search engine in Japan, by the way.
Oh, it is.
They offer photo profiles from women who then say, hey, I'm a 25-year-old beauty advisor, reads the profile of the site's number one seller. Check my gallery to see what clothes I have to offer. I'll wear each item for 3 days before sending it to you. I'll include a photo, but please don't request a specific pose.
Yeah, because I don't didn't really do this.
Because I don't exist.
And I don't. I'm not real. I'm a dude writing this. I'm totally
right,
a dude.
Exactly. So yeah, you can for $93 you can get a or $28 you can get used panties and bras or an erotic photo album for $93.
Wow, what a deal! By the way,
Bergen.
The 500 Japanese yen equals about $4.07. So
there you go.
Totally not worth it. Still, even at that price. Also, the yen is taking a dive lately. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Those prices I was giving you were actual in dollars. They're not yen.
Oh, I thought you said 500 yen for the...
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. 500 yen for that first thing. Yes.
For the...
for the...
for the machine.
The machine. The gachapon machine with quote-unquote used panties in them.
All right. Right. Fair enough. We got another call. This is in reference to a show we did recently about a doctor, a special doctor. Okay. And here it is.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. This is Dr. Glasscock here. And yes, the name is very literal. I just wanted to let you know that Brian is right as rain, and if you ever have a problem with your buttocks, please come down to my office and we'll get you sorted out straight away. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you later. Cheers.
His voice changed.
His accent. It's like at the beginning, he started out as a British doctor, and then he kind of ended the thing as like from Zanzibar or something.
Yeah, when he started, it was like, hello, I'm Dr. Glass. Like,
hello, Mr. Johnson.
All right, so that's that.
He went
then
from
Brian
May to Freddie Mercury in 8 seconds.
And now listen to the end.
Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you.
Hello.
Great day.
Have a great day. He's like in Pennsylvania, or Transylvania. All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Glasscock. For those not in the know, that was the name of Brian's proctologist doctor.
That's the name of our GP.
How's your coccyx doing?
Still hurts. Had a rough day yesterday sitting on the couch after working all day. I was like, all right, I'm just going to crash up here. Went and watched some Jessica Jones. Mm. And by 10:30, 11 o'clock, I was like, all right, I can't
sit there anymore.
I've got
to. So I talked to a doctor, a friend of ours, who said that I said, so is that a... Like, he didn't break it, but is that normal to have it go on so long? And he goes, oh, yeah, he says he could be looking at 9 months to a year of pain. I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, those do a number on you. I'm like, all right, thanks. Do I owe you anything for this? Is it like an in-house in-doctor visit fee? Do I have to do a minimum here? And he said, no. So it's all good. So there you go, Brian. You're
great.
In
great. Could be a year. Freaking fantastic.
Wonderful news. Final call. This is about old TV shows and how old are we.
Hey, Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett. This call is for the morning stream. Specifically regarding the TMS TM edition that came out on November 12th. You two had a couple tangents, 5 to 10 minute tangents on a bunch of old shows and what memorabilia from those shows should be in the Smithsonian. I'm a 25-year-old guy. I don't know what the listener base of your show is, but I have never seen and almost never heard of any of the shows that you guys talk about.
Oh.
And I'm putting myself out on a limb here by saying that, but I don't think I'm alone. You guys are super old. I'm kidding. You're not old. I love you guys, but never heard of any of those shows. Okay, bye.
All right.
We talked about I Love Lucy.
He's
and
a dirty
Dick
millennial.
Van Dyke Show. I mean, I know they're older shows, but
he's a dirty millennial, Brian. They don't know. This is here's the thing. Not everyone. So you and I, we run households where we give our kids these experiences. Like Nick loves Dick Van Dyke. Why? Because I told him what it was, and then he should check it out. Mm-hmm. And he likes I Love Lucy. Why? Well, because I said it existed, and he could see that too. And Right. And these aren't even shows of our era, though.
No, no. I mean, they're from a bygone. They're, you know, they were new to, or I mean, they were old to us.
Yeah, they were really, they were long gone for us. We got to them, and they were just like Saturday day or Saturday afternoon repeats that came out of nowhere we'd never heard of before.
Right.
So what this comes down to, in my opinion, and this is zero offense to the caller who calls all the time, by the way, we always like hearing from him. I always forget his name, but he always calls in. Is that I think he needs to seek out a broader range of experiences, entertainment, and value in those things.
Right.
Because, you know, there's...
And I'd say he doesn't have to go back and watch the entire run of I Love Lucy or the entire run of Dick Van Dyke. But there's this thing on the internet called Google.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What? Hold on. Let me write that down. How do you spell it?
It's Google or Go-Ogle, maybe.
Go-Ogle. Got it?
Go-Ogle.
Okay.
Pick a classic television show and then do a search for the name of that television show, best episodes, and then just watch one episode. I guarantee if you do that search for the I Love Lucy, the Chocolate Factory episode is one that's going to come up, or the Vitamita Vegemin episode. Just watch that one. Mm-hmm. Go watch the Thanksgiving episode, speaking of Thanksgiving, of WKRP in Cincinnati.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
With the turkey stunt. just watch one episode of these classic shows just so you can say, oh, yeah, no, I've seen that show.
Yeah, Sanford and Son.
You don't need to see them all.
No, no. In fact, you hardly need to watch any. I mean, look, we're guys that some of the stuff we never, like Brian never saw Dukes of Hazzard or Knight Rider or
Magnum PI
or A-Team or any of those things.
Right. And now I've seen one episode and guess what? I'm fine.
He's
good. I'm fine not going back and seeing any more episodes.
Good. But you have a taste of, you have a taste of the impact. You get where it was coming from. You understand its time. Like that's all we're doing here.
Right. Like now I can speak to it intelligently. And if somebody says, oh, yeah, it was like, it was like that thing on Airwolf. It's like, oh, yeah, Airwolf with that dude in the white suit with the eye patch.
Yeah.
And,
right. There's a meme. There's memes there that you didn't know that you knew about.
Exactly. Yes.
My kids love that because they'll watch a Futurama episode and they won't get something that was mentioned. And then I'll show them some old Star Trek or some old thing, and they'll go, oh, my gosh, Dad, that's the thing they were talking about in Futurama. I'm like, yeah, that's right. You've completed the circle. You've done good in the world. So 25-year-old, dirty millennial, listen to me. Anyway, no, we appreciate that call and all
totally
the calls.
Do. And it is good for us to get a perspective like that. And you know what? We welcome all. We've got listeners who've written in and said, you know, we had one, I played a request from yesterday, 16 years old, and then another one who wrote in, 75. Mm-hmm. We don't try and format the show to appeal to any specific demographics.
No, Equal,
we talk about the crap that entertains us.
Equal opportunity offenders. We don't care.
We will offend you no matter what age you are.
Yeah, we don't care at all. We're not ageist in any way. I mean, look, I've heard the name Fatty Arbuckle. I haven't seen a damn thing he ever did.
Right, right.
I just like the name. You know, the name's
Fatty
great.
Fatty Arbuckle.
Fatty Arbuckle. And there are people, like, I'll listen to, like, an old-timey radio show, and at the end of it, they'll say, a production of whatever was brought to us by Lucky Strike Cigarettes starring, and they'll give these names, Judith Von Tickerbottom, Larry Picklestein Fart Knuckler or whatever, and they'll give all these names, and you're like, these were the stars of the day, and I don't know who the hell they are. Right. But they were the George Clooneys and the whatevers, and so to me it's fascinating, because they're just people like us. They just lived at a different time. We're all aging at the same rate. Let's all just get in the same hot tub and fart. It's fine. Everything's fine. Wow. Call us at 801-471-0462 and leave us your own voicemail messages. We'll play them on an upcoming episode of the show. That's it, Brian. It's a Thanksgiving miracle, really.
It is. It really is.
It was really fun to do it. It's short, we know, but we hope you guys enjoyed it. If you'd like to have more of the show, and if this is your first time listening, this is not the normal show.
Wow, no kidding, yeah. If this is your first time listening, how'd you find this?
Yeah, how weird. Frogpants.com/TMS is where you can get the rest of it. And all the links are there for your iTunes subscription, Stitcher, the RSS feed to pull it into whatever app you have. It's all free, of course. Just go get it. If you'd like to support the show, patreon.com/TMS. Email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. And you can find us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream. Oh, and we have a Frog Pants subreddit, frogpants.reddit.com. That's it.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Is it too early to get a turkey sandwich?
It's too early to get a turkey sandwich. Okay. I'm sorry. We're not open. We don't do that till 11.
All right.
So go away, weird old man with funny hair. Brian will now regale us with a song, because we'd like to go out in the way that we came in, with music. And So why don't you do that for us now? What is it?
Sure. Todd wrote in, said, "Hi, guys. I don't celebrate things like birthdays for various reasons. I prefer to celebrate life when the mood strikes me. Today, I'm thinking about my wife, my life, and how lucky I am. With that in mind..."
Can I say something real quick? Think about how lucky you are that she stayed with you despite the fact that you shit on her birthday every year because you feel like, I don't want to celebrate it unless I'm in the mood.
It does seem like this is how I could get out of ever having to remember her birthday. Oh, honey, I don't celebrate things like birthdays.
I celebrate it when the mood strikes me. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
We love you, Todd.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there are any good covers of Lucky Man by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. If not, is it too early to get a Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch?
Yes, because I wasn't ready. Hold on.
It's a Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
There you go.
That's funny because I did not read that before I did the too early for a turkey sandwich business.
Oh, nice.
Or whatever Brian thinks represents how lucky I feel. I selected a date in the form, but any day will do. Love the show, though. Bye, guys. Seemed appropriate to play this on Thanksgiving because he's giving thanks for how lucky he is.
Aww.
All right, you know the band Damn Yankees?
Yeah, I do. I've heard of
them.
Yeah.
You know that a couple members of that band were Tommy Shaw, the band Styx.
Oh, right.
Jack Blades of the band Night Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those two guys got together, Tommy Shaw and Jack Blades, and had their own band called Shaw Blades.
Oh, I wanted to be Stick Ranger or something like that.
Stick Ranger?
Stick Ranger.
Nightstick.
Nightstick, even better.
That's hilarious. That's really, really funny. Well, all right. So Shaw and Blades got together, formed a band called Shaw Blades, released an album called Influence, an all cover album in 2003 called Influence, including this cover of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's Lucky Man. Here's Shaw Blades.
Awesome.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Have a great holiday, you guys. Be safe. Don't do stupid stuff on Black Friday. We'll be back Monday to talk about the aftermath. Don't eat too crazy. And by the way, if you're out of the country, which many of our listeners are, I hope you enjoyed this weird focus on a dumb U.S. holiday that's got nothing to do with
right.
you. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys then.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Cried. Nobody could save him, so he lay down and he died. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
What?
I couldn't find anything else.